What do you call this?
This is The Vibe.
You've got The Vibe.
My favorite podcast.
It's the WCLT Vibe Podcast.
Thanks to Licking Knox Goodwill.
And now with the latest Vibe, here's Graham Campbell.
The Village and Township of Granville have released a joint comprehensive plan that will guide development of their community over the next few years. They are inviting the public to review and comment on the plan at a series of open meetings planned in the next couple of weeks.
I'm Bryn Bird, Granville Township Trustee.
And I'm Herb Kaler, Granville Village Manager. So the comprehensive plan is a joint document between we in the village and the township, and it's kind of captures the vision of our future, looking out about 5 to 10 years. And it's actually an update to the 2012 version.
Yes, and our comprehensive plan is, I think, a little bit different than other communities in that we do work together. So the village, which is an incorporated municipality, works with the unincorporated area in the township. And, you know, we work together to write this, and then we each individually adopt it. And we've been doing that, we think, jointly since the 90s. Mm-hmm. And individually, we've had a comprehensive plan since the 60s. And it's kind of cool. You can look back and see many of the same themes continue to run through.
Yeah. In fact, the previous plans dating back to 1964 were source reference documents throughout, you know, our whole planning process, and it informed the entire document in a lot of ways.
Am I recalling correctly that the people who settled the community came with a vision for how the land would be used?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I think even back to the settlement when they came from Granville, Massachusetts, you know, Granville's always had a plan, most of it, you know, centered around education. And around which you can still see in our comprehensive plan that we put education as something that we still continue to foster.
We're at an interesting point in development-wise in terms of economic drivers coming to the area. Did that inform your planning process at all?
It definitely did. In fact, we had a plan to work on this document all the way back in 2020. And, you know, that was kind of circumvented by COVID, which turned out to be not a terrible thing because the Intel announcement last year, we would have been having to revise it anyway had we written this whole thing before Intel. So it was a somewhat fortuitous that we were delayed until after the Intel announcement, but certainly that figures prominently throughout. Even though we don't mention Intel specifically as much in here, it's, you know, it's not just about Intel. This is something that we've needed to revise really for the last 3 or 4 years and just finally have gotten around to it.
How was the document generated? What was the process?
So we, the council, I work for council. Council came together, the trustees came together, and we kind of considered how we were going to approach implementing this. But we didn't have a lot of time. Based on, again, Intel's announcement, we saw a need to get this revised as quickly as possible and as thoughtfully as possible in a short amount of time. So we made a decision to do it in-house. We decided to start with the last previous iteration, which was 2012, and just begin the revision process from there. We held probably a dozen and a half meetings, work sessions collectively as a group, and just kind of picked it, you know, worked through it chapter by chapter until we were in a place where we were comfortable. A key facet early on, though, was the community survey that we did last summer that really wanted, it really served to confirm what we believed was a kind of a mutually agreed to vision of what Granville is and should be. And that survey echoed a lot of what previous surveys have done, what previous comprehensive plans have said. So that we knew we were on the right track at that point.
I think that's the big thing too, in that we also did have some consulting work done over the past 2 years. In light of a lot of the economic development coming into the community, you know, we have had two consultants work with us on other aspects of economic development in the community. So we did use that data as well to inform these decisions. And the last comprehensive plan that was done in 2012 was a good comprehensive plan. And it was built on good comprehensive plans. And we as a community are not looking to make grand changes. We're not looking to become a city and, you know, attract, you know, another Intel fab into the township. And so I think because of that, we, you know, we're not looking to make extreme changes. And so it was a lot of a revision and a forward looking at what have been our strengths and what areas do we need to focus on a little bit more.
What is the lifespan of this document?
Hard to say. I would say probably between 5 and 10 years. We did build into this a requirement to come together yearly as a group. This probably important to note that this was a group effort. It wasn't just the village and township. We have 6 primary stakeholders in the village. It's we, the village, the township, the school district, Denison University, the Chamber of Commerce, and the rec district are the 6, we call them the primary stakeholders. There are many others, but those were the ones that really kind of we come together regularly to compare notes on issues in the village or in the township. So we will come together as a group every year, as required by this document, to review how we've done. We have about 58 specific actions that we believe we need to take to be able to implement this successfully. And those yearly meetings will kind of review how we've done over the previous year. But I would say likely at about year number 5, we ought to consider revising it again, mm-hmm. because surely the landscape will be much different once Intel is underway. That in-house solution that we came up with is a little bit foreign to some people because it's just not how we've done it in the past. I don't think that makes it a lesser document. It's just a new way to approach it. And we had a lot of very smart people in the room. One shout out I'd like to give is a crown jewel of our community in Bill Habig, who was formerly the executive director of the Mid-Ohio Regional Planning Commission. So he knows this stuff cold. And he was at every meeting, I think, but one.
And a trustee.
And he was a former trustee. And so he was extremely valuable in bringing this thing home because he's done it. He'd done it for decades in a previous life. So it was in-house solution, but a very well-informed in-house solution.
We're always thinking ahead to football season around here, so that makes me curious about the impact on the schools.
So the schools also have their own strategic growth task force going on right now. They've hired a consulting group that is helping them manage to look at the strategic impact of the schools. I sit on that committee. I think you do too.
I do.
And so the schools are, looking at it and how the surrounding communities' growth will impact the school districts as well. So it's touched on in here?
Yeah, it absolutely is, yeah. One of our objectives under goal number 1, which is maintain Granville's unique character, is to promote the community's strong educational standing. And I'd like to add to that, having those stakeholders as part of the working group, because everyone was doing strategic planning after the Intel announcement. Mm-hmm. So it was critical to have that involvement so we weren't, our various strategic plans weren't at odds with each other. The Granville Schools plan will be nested and complementary to our comprehensive plan. And so it was very critical to have those key players in there because we certainly didn't want to do this in a vacuum without the input of all the right people.
Yeah. I had somebody, leadership from another community that, said that they thought that they were very surprised how close we work with our school superintendent, with our school board, how much we all interact with each other, how much we do have the rec director sitting at the table with us, how much Denison, works with us. But we still just see that as such a strength. But I know that in other communities, they don't always have the superintendent sitting at the table at all these meetings. But for us, that is a key partner.
Having at one time been a resident of the village, I seem to recall conversations about what was and was not acceptable development. And is that also a function of how the plan is implemented?
It is. We have some highlights in here that talk about the need to consider how we might change zoning in the village and how the township does theirs just because of we're kind of living in a new reality with all the growth in Western Licking County. We can't really sit there and ignore it. So we need to be more proactive. So there are nothing specific. There's no specific zoning decisions in this document, but it is more about, consider modifying zoning in this manner to accommodate this thing, that type of.
I think that you guys do a great job, too, in this comprehensive plan, really focusing on our gateways. You come into the village of Granville from the township, and we have various gateways, South Main, you know, Cherry Street down to Cherry Valley Road and that area, and how we look at some of those zoning decisions and how can we, you know, continue to elevate those areas and allow a little bit more of the language that we use is like third place.
Third places.
Yep. Where, you know, you have a place where you live and a place where you work. Where do we make sure that we're creating community spaces, third places? And I think this really highlights some of that, that as we're moving forward and we're looking what, you know, what type of use do we want in these gateways? Well, we want places that community can gather. We want places that, you know, restaurants that might have an outdoor seating or walkability so you can, you know, meander from one location to another. And so I do see that kind of listed throughout that I think was new, and as really looking at these gateways and how do we redevelop some of them. You know, most of them have something going on, but as we continue to grow, what can we do in those areas?
More business coming to the community, you see that, or more housing or mix, or what do you see sort of the general trend in the future for?
We'd love more business. Yeah. Always more commercial business would be a dream. We are one of the first things that, you know, we're working on successfully out of this comprehensive plan is a joint economic development district down State Route 16. We are really going through that process right now with the village very successfully. You know, we have our lawyers working on finalizing all of those details. And, you know, that again, that's always been, you can look back as far as Granville's been around, and down State Route 16 has always been where we'd hoped that we'd continue to have commercial economic growth. I think that most of those sites have needed some utilities, and so working right alongside the village and making that happen right now. That is the strength of Granville, is that we work together. We try really hard to make sure that we are always listening to each other. The needs of the township are different than the needs of the village. The needs of the village are different than the needs of the township, but we try really hard to listen and work together. But these community partnerships, being able to partner with St. Albans and Alexandria and Union Township and Newark, and watching as the community's grown, we all start to work together, and we have. And it's really, I think that's my favorite part that's been happening in the last year in the county, is how much we talk to St. Albans and Alexandria daily, and Union Township, and I talked to the, you know, mayor of Newark today. And so that part, I think, will really strengthen the county and our community as we go through these big changes over this next decade.
Do you think at the end of the current plan cycle, when they have alumni days at Denison, the former students will still recognize the community?
Oh, I think so. Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think they will. Again, this plan isn't prescriptive. Like, this type of business is going to go here, or we're going to build this building on this corner. It's not that prescriptive. But it's a living document. It's not something that's going to sit on a shelf and collect dust. We're actually going to use it. I mentioned those 58 actions. I mean, those are real actions. Those are real steps we're taking, in some cases already taking, to support the mm-hmm. community and support this plan.
And one of our main strategic goals that was reflected in the community surveys and in every, you know, thing that we've done is, you know, to continue the sense of place that we feel in Granville, and to continue the rural character and the historic downtown community that you feel when you're in the community. So, you know, I think that's one of our main objectives and our main goals. And, you know, we will continue to work on that. We have that with the open space program in the township, which, you know, is the gem of the township, and continuing to work on those aspects of preserving that rural character for sure.
So what is the next step?
You know, the hard work's over with. It's written. But now's the time for the community to see it in its final form, because it's structured a little bit different than the last one. Specifically, it has goals nested with objectives and nested further with actions, and we're real proud of that. And so we want to get it out into the community. We want folks to read it, come to one of our public information sessions, one on May 9th and one on May 16th, with their questions, with their concerns, or with their kudos. And once we wrap up the public outreach period, which will roughly be the month of May, we'll get together as a group one more time, refine it as we see fit based on what we've gleaned from the community, and then send it to the two bodies to adopt it.
Mm-hmm. And we do hope that, you know, people go on to both of our websites. It's, you know, you can find it on the township's website or the village's website, the comprehensive plan as it is now in the draft state, and review it, read it. You know, we want you to come to these meetings, but we hope that you have looked through it because maybe some of the the thoughts that you might have, the ideas might already be included, and maybe you might see an area that we need to strengthen in the communication of it. So we really hope that people come out to these public meetings and get on the website and look at it.
I would again encourage people to provide their input in whatever manner they are comfortable. We'll take it on the back of an envelope, dropped off to Village Hall if necessary.
Yeah.
But we really want to get as many people, as many people's thoughts as we can.
Mm-hmm.
The May 9th meeting is at the Service Garage on State Route 16 across from Spring Valley. And the May 16th meeting is at Granville Village Hall. Both meetings begin at 6 p.m. For Licking Knox Goodwill and the WCLT Radio Group, I'm Graham Campbell.